Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you, Lucius. We're 13 minutes from cutdown day in the NFL, and all eyes are on the Cowboys. We had a scare about an hour ago that Perrion Winfrey was going to miss the team, but Broadus clarified that in the opening segment that he is in. So stay tuned for the rest of the details and some surprises here coming up in 13 minutes. And then coming up at 3:15, Brian Schottenheimer is going to take the podium. So you'll hear from the Cowboys head coach shortly after cutdowns. Probably a stressful day for him. Having to go through these cuts as head coach for the first time can't be a lot of fun. I mean, you're handing out disappointment to, what, about 29 guys, I think is the number that over the last 48 hours or so got their walking papers.
Yeah.
And dreams ending, you know, or dreams at least being quite suppressed. I know it's got to be a bummer, and salute to all the Cowboys who came out here and did training camp, might find their way on the way to the airport right now. I got some bold predictions for you, boys. Jeffrey Chadiha here, NFL.com. What's your top or most outrageous Cowboys bold prediction? Maybe think about that as we get through some of these. But number one is the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, saying they've been close. They have a favorable schedule. He likes their draft where they picked up Maxwell Hairston and Landon Jackson and, reigning MVP there in Josh Allen. Somebody asked me the other day, who would you pick to win the Super Bowl right now? And I said, I guess the Bills, but I feel like it could be any one of five or six teams right now. What do you guys think?
I think the Ravens have the best roster in the league.
Yeah.
So I guess I would lean. I mean, look, Buffalo's right there because of Josh Allen, but I do think that this might finally be the year, if Lamar Jackson can stay healthy, obviously, that Baltimore's got the team to do it. Defensively, I think that they're going to be really good in the secondary, which has been an issue for them. The pass rush should be good. Look, it's always, I feel like the easy thing is just the Chiefs are going to go back. But if I had to pick somebody other than Kansas City, I'd probably go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I think Baltimore's is the team to beat because, to me, they're so deep. And then they've figured out things, though, with this quarterback in a way of the offense, Todd Monken, and what he's able to do. And that I just have a feeling that it's going to be kind of a neck-and-neck all the way down through the AFC, and I just feel like Baltimore's going to get home field, and they're not going to have to make that trip to Buffalo, which we all know could be a little daunting late in the year. But I really do like the Ravens in this one.
Lamar Jackson playoff record doesn't bother you?
No, I think there's every year is a different year, and I think that I remember Steve Young had some playoff problems as well in his career, and finally, he just kind of got that monkey off his back. I think this is the time when he's going to win this. Lamar Jackson's going to win this Super Bowl, and then we're going to talk about what a great quarterback he is, through the history now, because he's got that Super Bowl win.
I thought he played well enough to win that game in Buffalo last year. Like, it was Mark Andrews, unfortunately, dropping that 2-point conversion. Yeah. So, like, I just, in my mind, I'm just not looking at it like Lamar's incapable. He has had some bad playoff moments, but I thought last year he showed he can play well in the playoffs.
I still think I trust Josh Allen a touch more.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
And Buffalo's got the far easier schedule. Like, Buffalo, you're talking about, like, top five easiest schedule in the league. Baltimore is on the other side of that. So, in terms of who's going to have home field advantage, yeah. I would say it's probably going to be Buffalo.
Number two, bold prediction number two here from NFL.com. Joe Burrow will be the league's most valuable player. Guys, I think you're throwing away money if you're betting on that. You're going to have a great record. And defense, the running game, you know, I think he'll probably throw for the most yards. I think he'll be the best quarterback, but it's team sport. What do you think?
Yeah, it'd be harder to have a better year.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Than he had last year. And he still wasn't able to win it. And I don't think their defense is any better to make you feel like they're going to be able to win more games. So I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I think he's going to throw for a ton of yards, but I think that they'll be on the wrong end of the scoreboard a lot of the time just because of the defense. I don't think they've totally upgraded it like they need to. Man, it's a shame. They're going to waste his Chase and, I mean, these guys, his career just not, they need to get that defense fixed.
I mean, the Cowboys had this team beat last year with Cooper Rush at quarterback. I guess they won five in a row to end it, including Pittsburgh and Denver in there.
9-8.
Nine and eight type of season.
Their issue is their slow starts. If you look at Zach Taylor's career there, they're starting like 1-3, 1-4. Like, they need to come out of the gates and actually win some ball games. If they can, maybe they can get to 11 wins finally and get into the postseason again and make a run. But, yeah, to win MVP in the NFL, you got to be like a top seed in your conference or you're the second seed, win 13-plus games. And I just don't think the Bengals are going to be able to do that, unfortunately.
Number three, the Eagles will be the first team to repeat as NFC champs, NFC East champs in 21 years. I remember talking about this 11 years ago, like, no way, there hasn't been a repeat champ for 10 years. How is this true? Now we've doubled up. I remember talking about how crazy it was the Cowboys hadn't been into an NFC title game in 15 years. Now we've doubled that one up as well. This time around, I'm picking the Eagles, though. I just don't think anybody else has it figured out enough to believe in them. In order for this to not happen this year, I'd say the Eagles have to get super hurt. You know, and that's very well within reason. Jalen Hurts has been highly dinged up, and Saquon Barkley has had career-ending injuries in multiple NFL seasons. So I definitely think that could happen. But all things being equal, staying healthy, Eagles are going to win the NFC East, right?
If they're healthy, but I'm banking on that doesn't happen. So I think this is Washington or Dallas. I guess I'm going to lean with Washington because of the quarterback, but I guess that would be my Cowboys' bold prediction that they end up winning this division because of the way that the NFC East goes.
Yeah, that's very bold prediction right now. I don't think that's a very common one.
That's super bold. That's that might be bolder than Detroit missing the playoffs, which is another bold prediction that Wolchuk has.
He's been on fire.
So I won't bet against the bully.
I mean, that's why I leaned Washington last year.
No, I mean, everybody's been following suit. Like, Wolchuk had his spring bold predictions, and it was Denver's going to win the division, and now all the bets are coming in on Denver to win the AFC West, and the team that's most bet to miss the playoffs this year is the Detroit Lions, the other team that Wolchuk feels like is not going to make the postseason.
And what's the thinking on the Lions? Lost their coordinators?
Just a lot of turnover, yeah. The coordinators, and to me, it's the center. It's Frank Ragnow. Like, 2 years ago, their splits with him on and off the field, they were a totally different rushing attack. I just think that's a lot to overcome. But, hey, if they're able to do it, maybe Dan Campbell's coach of the year, and he's able to say, hey, I'm able to move forward with this thing and keep it afoot.
I mean, Minnesota does a lot of things well. Green Bay is not going to be an easy out. So, you know, I think the division just could be a lot tougher, play better, especially if Chicago has a resurgent year. The Broncos will snap the Chiefs' streak of 9 straight AFC West championships is number 4. And as Chief mentioned, yeah, it's such a popular take. I don't even know if it's that bold. I do feel like we're giving the Chiefs credit for what they've done and not looking enough at how bad they were against Philadelphia and how many one-score games they won last year. And at some point, that dam breaks, and you got to get difference-making players back in there. Like, Travis Kelce has just gotten old. Wide receiver isn't there. Running back isn't there. Like, there's only so much I think Mahomes can do with you know, a pretty good offensive line, not many weapons. Like, is there another Pro Bowler amongst the offensive skill players? I don't think so.
I think Rashee Rice is a Pro Bowl level player. Now, he's obviously going to miss some games due to the suspension at some point, and he's coming off the injury, so it's fair to question what version of him. But, like, last year before he got injured, he was playing some of the best football in the league.
Okay, number 5 is Caleb Williams will throw for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns.
Ooh.
That's hard, a bold one right there. I guess that'd come with 25 picks. I don't know. Daniel Jones will win comeback player of the year, number 6. That's maybe an even bigger hell no. Ashton Jeanty for 2,000 yards. That's pretty bold. Maybe we'll have time for some other ones a little bit later on. But it's time for Cowboys cutdowns. We'll have who's on the roster and then get to the Brian Schottenheimer presser coming up next year in the Nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.